Hello, this is Claire Hayes, and this is the fourth in a series of five relaxation exercises I have developed based on the Coping Resources Inventory. This is a measure I came across in 1988 that was developed by Hammer and Martin. There are five coping resources: cognitive, social, emotional, physical, and spiritual / philosophical. This relaxation audio focuses on the physical aspect, the physical coping resource. So I invite you to close your eyes. Notice the position of your body, if it's sitting down or lying down. And I'd like you to notice the sounds that you hear. I'm recording this in a beautiful forest, with the sun shining through the trees and the birds singing. I'm hoping that you can hear the birds. And as you listen, I invite you to go for a walk in your imagination to one of your most favorite spots. This might be a forest too. It might be walking along a beach. It might be in your own garden. And notice as you're walking along what you can see, what you can hear. And notice as you're walking along, you're noticing the effects of the physical coping resource on your body. And these are really three key things that we can choose to keep in balance: diet, exercise, and sleep. So if we look at diet first, this is a great opportunity for us to go back to basics. A lot of us know the effects of excessive caffeine. But actually, caffeine, even in moderation, can be very harmful to our bodies. So can sugar. So can alcohol. Eating too much, obviously, has negative effects for our body. And equally, not eating enough. It can be very easy to wait until we feel hungry before we eat, or indeed until we feel full before we stop eating. My suggestion to you is that you switch focus from how you feel when you're eating to whether your body has had enough, and just asking your body, "Have I had enough? Would it be good for me to have that extra, whatever it is?" And listen to your own body's wisdom with a very clear yes or a very clear no. And a nice way to practice this would be to ask your body, "Would it be okay for me right now to eat a whole pile of dog poo?" And if, like me, you got an immediate no in your body to that, that's what you trust. Is eating a balanced meal with some vegetables, some protein, some carbohydrates really nourishing for my body right now? And if you get a yes, well, then that's what you do. So notice what you typically eat. Notice how much of that you eat. Notice when you prefer to change from eating full meals to snacking. And slowing down, using this as a time to really explore the whole mindfulness aspect of eating. What actually does the food you're eating taste like? So focusing on exploring and having a balanced relationship to your diet. And what about exercise? The word balance again is so important. And what's right for one person might not be right for somebody else. And you might be someone who typically, to burn off stress, went for a 26K run. I'm not one of you, but some people are. Or you might be someone who would pick up a pen to do a crossword. So using this as a time to explore exercise in a different way. And we are blessed that there are lots and lots and lots of tools on the internet that we can use to help us use yoga, meditation, tai chi, dancing, weightlifting, aerobics, and lots and lots of more exercises that we can do in our own homes and in our own gardens. Skipping. The joys of skipping when we were children. See if you can find a skipping rope. And just building up your level of exercise. And yes, if you do it well, you will feel tired. That's great. If you keep doing it, you will build up resistance. It's really important, as we all know, to have regular exercise in our lives. Sometimes our thoughts kick in, I'm too lazy, or it's too cold, or too busy. What I found a few years ago, what was stopping me from going swimming on a regular basis, were the thoughts, I don't feel like going. I'll leave it until tomorrow. So one day I made a decision to stop asking myself how I felt about going to swimming. I realized that I never actually felt like going swimming. I got wet. It was a rush. It was a rush going there, rush swimming, rush coming home, because I fitted it in during my lunch break. So I made two decisions. I created a longer lunch break for myself to give myself more time to do my swimming. And I never ask myself now, do I feel like going swimming? Sometimes actually the answer is yes, sometimes no. But the question, is it good for me to go swimming? The answer to that question is always yes. It is good for me to go swimming. So when you're approaching whatever exercise you choose to do, ask yourself, is it good for you to do this? Will you feel better afterwards? And actually, that could be yes or no, depending on the exercise. You might feel tired or pain. So really, the question, is it good for you to do it? And then the third physical way of coping with stress is sleep. And we know, well, I know, if I'm stressed, thoughts go around in my head, and it can be very hard to go off to sleep. One of the warning signs for people who experience depression is waking up early in the morning and not being able to go back to sleep. One of the warning signs how any of us can develop depression is staying in bed far too long, sleeping too long, getting our body clock out of sync. So we sleep during the day and then we're awake at night. We know that watching screens is not good for us as we head off to sleep. And yet it's very tempting to do that. So developing what's now become called good sleep hygiene. Leaving the phones downstairs or turned off. Leaving the screens downstairs and turned off. Going back to things that we did when we were children, having a hot bath. Or reading, discovering the pleasures of reading. And reading enjoyable material, easy material. And the film Little Women has been re-released for I don't know what time. Beautiful, beautiful film. But it's not a patch on the book. And actually, there's lots more books in that series. There's Little Women, Good Wives, Joe's Boys. There's Heidi. There's What Katie Did. The books I loved when I was a child. So think of the books that you loved. They might be different books. Someone recently talked to me about a book that encouraged that person to go to Australia, Walkabout. And immediately I thought of the book that I always associate with Australia, A Town Like Alice. It's one of my favourite books. If you haven't read it, I encourage you to do so. So what would it be like if we have conversations these days about brilliant books that we've read, books that we have rediscovered, poems that meant a lot to us when we were children, and reading those before we go to sleep, and allowing our brains to relax. So noticing how you and me, we can each develop really good habits in terms of our diet, our exercise, and our sleep. So as I'm finishing this audio tape, I'd like you again to notice the sounds in the forest. And if you want to keep relaxing, that's absolutely fine. Or if you'd like to move your fingers and your toes, and then whenever you're ready, open your eyes and getting back into your day. I wish you the very best with it. I always finish these audio tapes with thank you. And that's a thank you for taking the time to listen to these. And I'm hoping it's a thank you in advance for using some of the ideas to make a real difference to you and to the people you love and work with. And the Irish way of saying thank you is Gur Mahagut in the plural, or Gur Mahagut in the singular. I tend to always use the plural because I don't know as I'm speaking who is actually listening. So thank you, Gur Mahagut.